You can bet we're going to unwrinkle. We are going to hear Joachim Skogsborg. Thanks a lot for that, Joachim. Track called Fridden's Lillijor. Is there an I in there? It's hard to read through the slightly opaque case. No, just Lillijor. But see, the J is dotted after the L, so that looks like another I. Got some fine stuff for you this evening. It's a traumatic day out there in the news. Lebanon, etc. And I know just because I saw that Chomsky movie back when I was about 18 years old, that the press coverage of stuff in the Middle East is loaded with bizarre terms where Israel does something and it's a tactical maneuver. Arabs do something and it's terrorism. Noticed it to an incredible degree with this latest conflict. Hezbollah soldiers are called guerrillas. Israel's army is all soldiers, etc. I was also in a car accident today. I had the seat all the way back. I was driving and had my eyes closed and was trying to sleep. I'm just kidding. I was the passenger in this car, and the other car hit us right where I was, and I was real lucky because the car hit right where there's a lot of structure in between the front and back seats. So it kind of bounced off. It sure as hell woke me up, and I'm okay. It just barely hit on the back side of the middle of the car as opposed to the front side. We cannot open the back door, but the door that to the seat I was in is fine. We're listening to a record that I've never had anyone verify to me the level of release this thing got, because it's supposed to be a Radu Malfatti, Harry Miller duet, bass and trombone. And for some reason, the pressing that I have, that's the duo on the front side, and on the other side, actually, that's what's on the second side. And on the first side is an Evan Parker, Paul Stevens duet. Obviously, one of the Longest Night things released on Ogun, the same label. And I've put the query out there, just like, was this a one-off thing? Am I the only person that has this? I've never gotten a response. I don't know what the deal is with this record or this version I've got. And I thought about trading it in, because I used to own The Longest Night. For some reason, I wasn't a huge fan of that duo, and I had sold it, and then I bought this record, and it came back. We've got Mr. Soderman to thank for that Skogsborg. He tells me that this summer, the way he's been surviving the heat is by listening to nothing but drone music. Repetitive stuff, something that's not going to jar him out of his seat or make him want to tap his thigh. And I told him, and I'm going to send him, what I know you know, that has been getting me through this smoggy time. Just the Dead Sea. And Peter, last time he came to the show, just to reinforce this monolithic desire I've got to just hear the Dead Sea constantly, brought me 6 freaking CDRs. Bunch of live concert bootlegs. He's tight with those cats. And he's the chief of the Cat Village. Well, as some cassette recordings that he knows I'm never going to find, and in general, just a bunch of great stuff. And then my Belgian friend calls me and says, I hear you're listening to the Dead Sea. I got this Dead Sea versus Sebado 7-inch I want to give you, which he got given to him back when he was doing this radio show in Belgium back in the 90s. And so, of course, I go and pick that up, and it's just smoking. So I'm just getting encouraged on all fronts. Now, I got a bunch of Greek stuff to play for us this evening. And my favorite thing about this first thing we're going to hear is that the woman, Costas Drigionicus, writes, well, most of it's in Greek, but the little part in English, she writes about trying to get to a post-optical landscape. That's something I've been trying to do for years. So this track we're going to hear by Costas is called From Then Till Now. And it features... I'm just setting myself up to mispronounce these names. I think I can do it, though. Features Ioannis Argyropoulos on drums, Christos Kaltis on bass, Nikos Xerakis on backgammon, Marietta Taiga on viola and voice, and then we got a couple of vocal folks. I misrepresented this in the newsletter. Sorry about that. It's got Christos Zepista, Stathis Theoharakis, Panos Karaiskos, and Petros and Elisa Koutsopoulou. All on voices. So settle back and doze, those that you that needed a little misting. And we'll bring you the sounds of Athens.
όσον αφορά τώρα την...
Προσωπικά. Αν καλύτερα να ακούς. Thank you.
σένα, για την εφηβεία σου, για τους επηρεασμούς σου. Να πούμε.
You know that scene in Itu Mama Tambien where the rich kid is over at the poor kid's house and he uses the restroom and he uses his foot to flush the toilet? When I saw that, I had never heard of anybody doing something like that, had never seen it, had never thought about it at all. I mean, and it's not like I wasn't in situations where that probably was not a good idea. I just never thought about it. But since seeing that movie, I do it all the time in the bathrooms at Kill Radio.
Yeah. kommen, zuerst kommen.
Zuerst kommen 1638 Jahre lang
Unterdrückung chinesische
Gelbe.
Dann bricht der Frieden aus für 456
Jahre.
Ja,
ja,
Haare.
Dann kommen 61 Jahre
lang Unterdrückung.
Französische, katholische, japanische,
feudale. Dann bricht der Frieden aus mit amerikanischer Waffenhilfe ein Jahr lang.
Lang, lang, lang.
Demokratisch, Methodenreform
und Schulen.
Dann kommen acht Jahre. Unterdrückung.
Französische, katholische,
mit amerikanischer Waffenhilfe
und Dollars.
Dann bricht der Frieden aus.
Gar nicht.
Mit amerikanischer Waffenhilfe
und Dollars.
Dann kommen 13 Jahre lang Unterdrückung.
Vietnamesische, katholische, mit Dollars.
Und amerikanischer Waffenhilfe
und amerikanischer Militärhilfe
und neuseeländischer Militärhilfe
und koreanischer Militärhilfe
und australischer Militärhilfe
und amerikanischer Militärhilfe
und amerikanischer Militärhilfe
und koreanischer Militärhilfe
und australischer Militärhilfe
und australischer Militärhilfe
und australischer Militärhilfe.
Thank you.
This is more stuff from Greece. It's off of a label called 1001, 1000 plus 1 Tilt. It says this was recorded on a cloudy Easter Sunday of March 2005 in Merrick's room. Remixed during the summer. Thomas played didge, strings, and effects. Jason played guitar, strings, and effects. Merrick played sax, flute, and strings. All three paid homage to a delay unit. And I don't know if this is the name of the band or whether or not this is just the name of the feeling that this incarnation of people put together to make this event. It says, "And the wind that will come to blow the dust away."